由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We're glad you tuned in to this program.
亲爱朋友，你好，我哋好高兴你收听呢个节目。
And we have been looking in a chain of events that began on Palm Sunday and ended with the resurrection.
我哋谈论过一连串嘅事件，亦即系从棕榈节到复活节期间所发生嘅事。
And we continue in this same chain by beginning the first of seven words that Jesus spoke from the cross.
今日我哋要继续呢个系列嘅信息，先从十架七言嘅第一句说话开始讲起。
Every one of the seven words are very important.
耶稣喺十字架上面所讲嘅七句说话，每一句都好重要。
Let's look at the first one.
现在就让我哋去睇下第一句啊。
And I want to begin by telling you that it has to do with a certain power.
首先让我告诉你，这句说话跟一种能力有关的。
Many people are looking for power.
很多人都在寻求能力。
Often they want power to get what they want in life.
他们需要能力，希望能够满足到人生里面的欲望。
Unfortunately, very few people know about the greatest power in the world.
但是很不幸，只有少数人知道世上最强的能力是什么。
On the surface, this power that I will be talking about appears to be weakness.
我们将要讲的这种能力，表面上看来似乎很脆弱。
But in reality, it is the greatest power of all.
但其实却是最强的能力。
There are very few people who know how to appropriate or exercise this power.
很少人知道怎样得到并且使用这种能力的。
And this power I'm talking about is the power of forgiveness.
我所讲的这种能力就是宽恕的能力了。
There are thousands of people who are walking around seething with hate.
千千万万的人心里面带着强烈的仇恨去过日子。
There are thousands of people who are walking around bending over with bitterness.
千千万万的人被心里面的苦毒压伤了。
There are thousands of people who are walking around totally consumed with revenge.
千千万万的人的生命都消耗在复仇的狂热当中。
There are thousands of people who are walking around exhausted from frustration in life.
千千万万的人因为人生的挫折而筋疲力尽。
There are people who are literally and physically sick because of anger, hate, and unforgiveness.
有些人就是因为心里面的愤怒、怨恨和不肯宽恕而生起病来。
Today, it is my prayer that you will be liberated and freed from the slavery of unforgiveness.
今天我要为你祈祷，让你从不肯宽恕的困锁里面解放出来。
Today, it is my prayer that you will begin to appropriate the power of forgiveness that is totally yours if you are in Jesus Christ.
今天我要为你祈祷，你若果在耶稣基督里面，就可以得到完全的宽恕的能力。
For we are going to see today that when our Lord was suspended between heaven and earth on that instrument of torture, the cross,
今天我们要看，当主耶稣被悬挂在天地之间那个残酷的十字架上面的时候，
He said seven things which are recorded in the scripture.
圣经记载他所讲的七句说话。
Someone called it a rainbow of sorrow, for if there are seven primary colors in the rainbow, we have seven statements spoken from the cross.
有人叫他做伤痛的彩虹，因为彩虹有七种颜色，而十字架传来的是七句的宣告。
The first of the seven statements is found in Luke 23:34.
十架七言的第一句记载在路加福音23章34节。
Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所作的，他们不晓得。
Dr. Luke, as he compiled the evidence about the Christ, was obviously intrigued about Jesus' willingness to forgive.
好显然，当路加医生编写耶稣基督生平事迹嘅时候，耶稣乐意宽恕嘅心怀深深感动咗佢。
Forgiveness was not a mark of strength in his Gentile culture.
路加医生唔系犹太人，喺佢非犹太文化嘅背景里边，宽恕并唔系显示力量嘅标志。
Forgiveness to the dearest and the nearest, and for good reason.Just maybe understood in the Jewish culture.
为了充分的理由去宽恕至亲的人，或者在犹太人的文化里面还可以被理解的。
But forgiving unconditionally was puzzling to both Jews and Gentiles.
但是要无条件地去宽恕人，无论是犹太人定或非犹太人，都同样会觉得很困扰。
That is why Luke records the unique parables of Jesus that have to do with forgiveness.
所以路加就将耶稣所讲有关宽恕的独特比喻都全部记录下来了。
Parables such as the lost coin, the lost sheep, and the lost son who came back to his father.
例如遗失的钱币、迷失的羊和浪子回头的比喻。
To a faithful Hebrew, this should not have been a surprise.
对于一个虔诚的希伯来人来讲，这些并不奇怪。
It was 700 years earlier that the prophet Isaiah prophesied many things about the Messiah.
早在700年之前，先知以赛亚就预告了很多有关弥赛亚的事。
One of the prophecies was that the Messiah would intercede for his murderers.
其中一个的预言就提到弥赛亚将会为杀害他的凶手去求情。
The last verse of Isaiah 53, which is the last of 10 prophecies about the cross of Christ, said the following.
以赛亚书53章的最后一节，亦即是关于基督的十字架十项预言里面最后的一项，是这样讲的。
He bore the sin of many, and he made intercession for the transgressors.
他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。
He would plead in prayer on behalf of sinners.
在祷告里面，他替罪人去祈求。
He would use his special relationship with his father to forgive his haters.
他凭着同天父特殊的关系去饶恕那些仇视他的人。
Here he uses the word Abba, which never ever was used before by anyone to address God.
在这里他使用阿巴父这个称呼，以前是从来没有人这样称呼上帝的。
It was a word that indicated intimacy.
这个称呼表明了亲密的关系。
It is a word that indicates familiarity.
这个称呼表示彼此是很亲切的。
It is a word of home and heart.
这个称呼发自心底，同家人有关。
It is a word of kinship between child and father.
是孩子同父亲之间骨肉之亲的称呼。
And if Jesus can pray for those hateful, malignant, and vicious hands that nailed him to the cross, we can be sure that we can pray and intercede for anybody, and we can be sure that God hears our prayers.
如果耶稣能够为那些钉他十字架、满腔仇恨、恶意和残忍的刽子手祷告，我们肯定亦都能够为任何人去代祷代求，神是一定会垂听的。
I want you to see some unique things about Christ here in this particular statement.
从这一句说话，我们来看看基督独特的地方。
Jesus did not pray what every dying man or woman would pray, namely, Father, forgive me.
耶稣不像一般垂死的人这样去祈祷说，天父啊，饶恕我吧。
Anyone who stands between time and eternity thinks first of God's forgiveness for themselves.
每一个站在人生终点面对永恒的人，最想是得到神的饶恕。
But our Lord did not ask for personal forgiveness.
但我们的主并没有要求神去饶恕他。
Why?
为什么呢？
For the scripture says that he was tempted as we are, but without sin.
因为圣经说，他亦都曾经凡事受过试探，同我们一样，只是他并没有犯罪。
Jesus could have prayed for deliverance from dying on the cross, or that God would have taken him quickly.
耶稣大可以求神去救他脱离十字架，不至于死亡，或者尽快带他离开世界。
But no.
但是他并没有这样做。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because what was tying Jesus to the cross were not the nails, but the undying love for you and for me.
因为真正将他钉在十字架上面的，并不是那几口的铁钉，而是他对你、对我永远不止息的爱。
Jesus did not pray, Father, avenge me.
耶稣并没有祈祷说，天父啊，为我报仇了。
If there was ever injustice done anywhere in the world, it was on that day.
如果世界上有啲乜嘢最唔公平嘅事，咁就係呢一日所发生嘅事啦。
Let me talk to you just for a minute.
让我单独同你倾一倾啊。
You may think that you are not being treated fairly.
你或者觉得人哋对你好唔公平。
You may think that you are suffering injustice.
你或者认为自己遭受不公平嘅对待。
You may feel saying, "Oh, poor me! I don't deserve this, or I don't deserve that."
你或者好想讲，我真系倒霉啦，我唔应该遭遇呢件事，亦都唔应该遭遇嗰件事。
Listen to what I'm going to tell you about Jesus.
请听我讲关于耶稣的事。
He is the very God of the flesh who created all the iron in the world. That iron was used to nail him to the cross.
他是道成肉身的神，是创造宇宙的主宰。世上所有的铁都是他做的，但是铁钉却是将他钉在十字架上面。
The very God in the flesh,Who created all the roses in the world? The very thorns were used to crown him.
他是道成肉身的神，创造宇宙的主宰。世上所有的玫瑰花都是他做的，但是带刺的荆棘却成为了他的冠冕。
The very God in the flesh, who created all the wood in the world, that very wood was used to make a cross.
他是道成肉身的神，是创造宇宙的主宰，世上所有的木材都是他做的，但是十字架也都是木头造成的。
You talk about injustice.
你会说世上没有公义。
You talk about what is fair and unfair.
你会说这样才公平，这样不公平。
You talk about his rights to ask to be avenged.
你说他有权要求报复的。
You talk about his right to walk away from the cross.
你说他有权走落这个十字架的。
He had every right to do that.
他是天经地义有权这样做的。
But he didn't.
但是他并没有这样做。
Earlier on that day, he told his men that he could call a legion of angels and they would come to deliver him.
较早之前，耶稣曾经对他的门徒说，我可以叫十二营多的天使来，而且他们一定会救我脱离危险。
He had at his disposal untold numbers of unseen spiritual powers.
他有无数属灵的天军供他差遣。
He could have called upon them to avenge him.
他有权差派他们为他报仇。
But no, he did not pray that.
但是他并没有敢去祈祷。
He prayed, Father, forgive them.
他祷告说，父啊，赦免他们。
The word forgive literally means send away from them what they have done.
赦免这个字的字面意思呢，是说行为的后果和当事人隔开，人是不需要承担行为的后果的。
Our Lord Jesus Christ here exercised what is his prerogative alone.
主耶稣基督在这里所行使的是他独有的特权。
For even his enemies said, only God can forgive sins.
即使是他的敌人都说，唯独上帝才有赦罪的权柄。
In fact, they nailed him to the cross because of his exercising of his prerogative to forgive sins.
事实上，他们就是因为他行使了赦罪的特权，才将他送上十字架钉死他的。
What does this say to you and to me?
这一点对你和我意味着什么呢?
First,
第一,
Jesus' prayer for forgiveness ought to fill us with confidence that our sins can be forgiven.
耶稣祈求天父饶恕罪人的祷告，使我们确信我们的罪可以得到赦免。
If God could forgive the cold hearts of the Roman soldiers who nailed him,
如果神可以饶恕那些冷血地将耶稣钉上十字架的罗马兵丁，
If God could forgive the sadistic crowd that mocked him,
如果神可以饶恕那些对耶稣冷嘲热讽的群众，
If God could forgive a prostituted priesthood like that of Caiaphas,
如果神可以饶恕那些好像大祭司该亚法一样出卖良知的祭司，
If God could forgive all this, no one is listening to me today could say, God can't forgive me.
如果连这些人神都可以饶恕的话，那任何一位听着这个节目的朋友都不应该说，神不会饶恕我的。
You may say, but I have murdered people with my loose tongue.
你或者会说，但是我信口开河害了人家。
God could not forgive me.
神不会饶恕我的。
I have committed adultery against the tenderest vows that a man or a woman could make.
或者说我犯了奸淫的罪，违背了男女之间最恳切的爱的誓言。
You say God cannot forgive me.
你说神不能够饶恕我的。
Or I have been dishonest in my business and embezzled. God could not forgive me.
或者说我在工作的时候欺诈贪污，神不会饶恕我的。
Or I had an abortion and murdered a baby in my womb, God cannot forgive me.
或者说我曾经堕胎，谋杀了腹中的胎儿，神是不会饶恕我的。
Or you could say, I have hated with pure hatred and viciousness, God cannot forgive me.
或者你说我满腔恶毒仇恨，神是不会饶恕我的。
You could say, I have cursed God and doubted him and his power. God cannot forgive me.
或者你说我曾经诅咒神，并且怀疑他的存在和能力，神是不会饶恕我的。
If Jesus could pray for those who were on the outer limits of sin, surely he can forgive you.
如果耶稣为那些罪大恶极的人祈祷赦免他们，那他就一定能够饶恕你。
The other thing Jesus wanted to do was to end the vicious cycle of hate and sin.
耶稣这样做还有另一个目的，就是要终止仇恨和恶毒的循环。
When Jesus was suspended between heaven and earth, he was a magnet that drew all the hate and the viciousness and anger to himself.
当主耶稣被悬挂在天地之间的时候，他就好像一块磁铁一样，将所有的恨意和凶残都吸在他自己身上。
And God said on the cross, where anger, hurt, hate, unforgiveness, and bitterness ends.
于是神在十字架上面将愤怒、伤害、仇恨、拒绝饶恕和一切的苦毒都结束了。
And that's what must be the response of all those who follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
而且所有跟随耶稣基督的人都必须这样去回应。
Why?
点解呢？
Because Jesus, when he hung on the cross, said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
因为当耶稣悬挂在十字架上面的时候，他说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
When Jesus said, forgive them, there is no telling of how wide the circle of people that was.
当耶稣说赦免他们的时候，并没有限定所包含的范围有几广。
It included the Roman soldiers.
包括了那些罗马的兵丁。
It included Pilate.
包括了比拉多。
It included Caiaphas, the high priest.
包括了大祭司该亚法。
It included Judas, the betrayer.
包括了出卖耶稣的犹大。
It included the jeering mob.
包括了嘲笑耶稣的暴民。
It included all.
包括了所有的人。
There is no limit to the circle that Jesus' prayer included.
耶稣代求的范围是并没有限制的。
It includes you and includes me.
包括了你，也都包括了我。
Father forgives them because they do not know what they're doing.
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所作的，他们不晓得。
Well, some of you might be saying, well, wait a minute. What do you mean that they did not know what they were doing?
或者有人会问，咪住，他们所作的，他们不晓得，这句说话到底是什么意思呢？
Judas knew that he was betraying the best friend that he ever had.
犹大当然知道他正是在出卖他最好的朋友了。
Caiaphas knew that he bribed false witnesses to testify against Jesus.
该亚法都知道他买通证人用假口供去陷害耶稣的。
Pilate confessed with his own lips, I find no fault in this man.
比拉多亲口承认话，我查不出这个人有什么罪。
The mob knew that they were screaming at a righteous man.
那些暴民都知道他们正是对一个正直的人去咆哮。
They knew what they were doing.
他们很清楚知道自己做什么的。
Oh, but Jesus was saying that on the deepest level, they did not know what they were doing.
但是耶稣所讲的是，在最深的层次上面，他们不知道自己所做的。
They did not understand the enormity of what they were doing.
他们不明白自己所做的牵涉究竟有多广。
They did not understand the significance of what they were doing.
他们不明白自己所做的会产生多深刻的意义。
They did not know that the cross which stood as a sign of torture was going to become a sign of peace and victory.
他们不知道十字架这个折磨人的刑具将会成为和平和胜利的标记。
They did not know that the horrors of what they were doing was going to transform millions of lives, thousands of institutions and tens of nations.
他们不知道他们的恐怖活动将会改变数以百万计的人的生命和千百个组织和国家。
They did not know what they were doing.
他们不晓得他们所做的。
The third thing is this.
第三点就是
The cross was our Lord's practice of what he was preaching.
耶稣以十字架去实践了他所传讲的道。
If anyone would come to me and say,
如果有人来对我说
You don't practice all that you preach.
你并没有实践到你所讲的。
I would have to bow my head in shame and say you're right.
我会很惭愧地低头去承认你讲得对。
I can preach better than practice, but not so with Jesus.
我讲道是胜过行道，但是耶稣并不是这样的。
Jesus said, forgive those who cross you and double cross you, and then he got up on the cross and did it.
耶稣说他饶恕那些打击他、出卖他的人，果然在十字架上面，他真的这样实行了。
Forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
赦免他们，因为他们所作的，他们不晓得。
If our Lord had taught forgiveness, then he got up on the cross and cursed,Everything he taught would have been forgotten.
主耶稣教我们要饶恕，但如果他在十字架上面去咒骂人，那些人很快就会忘记了他所有的教训。
I know it is difficult for us to forgive others.
我知道要饶恕人是很困难的。
But that's what God is expecting of us.
但是这个是神对我们的期许。
The forgiving spirit is the very basic spirit of the Christian man and the Christian woman.
不论是男定是女，饶恕的精神就是基督徒生活的基本精神。
Our Lord lived as good as he preached.
我们的主，他的生活是言行一致的。
What Jesus did on the cross was the beginning of what he has been doing ever since.
主耶稣在十字架上面所做的，一直持续到今天。
Even now, he is making intercessions for the believers.
即使是现在，他还是不断地替信徒去代求。
Even now, he is our advocate with the Father.
即使是现在，他仍然是我们在天父面前的代言人。
Even now, he is still forgiving again and again.
即使是现在，他仍然一次又一次地去饶恕我们。
My listening friend, I want to ask you something.
亲爱朋友，让我问你一啲嘢。
What about your forgiving spirit?
你系咪有饶恕人嘅心呢
？How is it in your forgiving department?
你饶恕嘅胸襟系点样嘅呢
？Some men think that forgiving others makes them weak.
有啲人认为饶恕系弱者嘅表现。
But that's not true.
但系呢个并唔系事实嚟嘅，饶恕并唔系弱者嘅表现。
Forgiving gives you power that is indescribable and unseen.
饶恕所赋予嘅能力系冇办法用言语去形容，而且系你嘅眼睇唔见嘅。
Forgiving gives you freedom that is truly liberating.
饶恕所带嚟嘅自由系真正释放咗我哋每一位。
When you refuse to forgive, you become a slave of the person that you refuse to forgive.
当你拒绝饶恕嘅时候，你就成为你所唔愿意饶恕嘅对象嘅奴隶啦。
That person occupies your hateful thoughts.
嗰个你唔肯饶恕嘅人，占据咗你仇恨嘅心思。
That person dominates your creative energies.
嗰个你唔肯饶恕嘅人，支配咗你嘅创造力。
That person enslaves your actions.
嗰个你唔肯饶恕嘅人，奴役咗你嘅行动。
Now there are some people who pretend to forgive but have more hatred.
有啲人假装饶恕咗，扮到好似系宽恕咗人啦，但系心里边佢系满载住更加深嘅恨意。
I heard about a woman who hated one of her relatives so much.
我听过一位女士讲，佢非常非常之憎恨佢嘅亲戚。
And when people tried to get her to forgive them, she said the following.
以致当人去劝佢去饶恕人嘅时候，佢话
：She said, "Okay, I'll forgive them. I used to say that I would never go to their funeral. Now I'll be glad to go to their funeral."
咁呢位女士就话啦：好啦，我去饶恕佢哋啦。以前我讲过绝对唔会去参加佢哋嘅丧礼嘅，但系我而家好乐意去参加佢哋嘅丧礼。
Now that is not forgiveness.
呢个并唔系饶恕嚟嘅。
The way to begin to be liberated is to regularly and deliberately pray for the person who is the object of your hate.
真正得到解放嘅方法就系经常刻意咁样去为你所憎恨嘅人去祈祷，系经常刻意咁去为佢祈祷。
And if you cannot forgive them, ask God to forgive them through you.
如果你唔能够饶恕佢哋，你可以祈求神通过你去饶恕佢哋。
God can give you the power to forgive if you ask Him.
如果你向神祈求，佢就会赐你饶恕嘅力量。
It is my prayer that each of you become a forgiving person.
但愿每一位嘅朋友都能够成为乐意饶恕人嘅人，呢个系我嘅祷告。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你。好啦，今集嘅节目嚟到呢一度，我哋下次节目时间再见啦，拜拜。